It's great to be with you again, Lee. It seems such a long time since I last looked into your smiling face, mate. It's good to see you again.
Actually, it was here 4 years ago.
Is that how long ago it was? I knew it was a long time back, but I didn't know it was here. But as you've just said, I'm absolutely delighted. I mean, that was fantastic when Ken broke the news that I'd been inducted into the Hall of Fame, so it's a real honour for me.
Yeah, so, I mean, you haven't stopped being busy ever, have you?
Thank God, no. Yeah. I mean, it's something I wanted all my life, as you well know, you know. Sort of, I remember when it started, when I got this break, as you well remember also, that I thought, wouldn't it be great if this lasts 6 months? And I meant that. I know it's somewhat naive to say that, but I thought, wouldn't it be great if I can at least say I did something? And here I am all these many years later, still plying my trade and still doing what I love most and meeting great people like yourself, you know, so it's a joy.
Because a lot of people think you're Irish, don't they? The ones that don't know you from the past.
I think I'm Irish at times, you know. I've even had people in my own hometown say to me, thinking I'm American, you know. And I've had people saying, you know, do you live in Ireland now? I said, no, I live in Birkenhead. I'm a Birkenhead lad, you know, I've always lived there. But I don't mind this sort of being linked to Ireland because I love the place and I love the people and they're the people responsible for the break that I got in the first place. But even my son, I get mistaken for an Irishman or an American. My son was pulled up by a policeman in Birkenhead for speeding. And he said, what's your name, son? He said, Jamie Lansbury. He said, oh, like that American country singer. He said, it's me daddy, only lives round the corner, you know. So, yeah, I'm used to being confused, you know, and I am confused.
So you just started a big tour again.
It's fantastic to be on the road. We were all smiling at the prospect of going back on the road again, you know, because it's a joy. You know, people say, oh, it must be awful. It's absolutely great. I travel around with my wife, my son, one of my best friends. I've got a fantastic band. I've got a great sound and lighting outfit from Liverpool. There's about 15 of us on the road, and then I meet fantastic people and play in lovely places. And it's a far cry from when I played in the Dockside pubs of Merseyside all those years ago, you know. So to go out and play somewhere and have a crowd of people come and sit and have paid to sit and listen to you, is a wonderful privilege.
What's your current album?
The current one is the best of. It's the second best of. But this, it sounds good, the second best of. No, it's the second album called The Best Of. But this one's got 36 tracks. It's a double CD. And we commence recording a new album in December. I'm off over to Spain to start work on an album which will be predominantly my own stuff, you know. But it's great because it's not that many years ago. I never thought I'd ever have an album, and now I've got so many, which is wonderful.
Well, pick a song that you'd like us to play from it.
Well, I suppose, you know, it'd always be the song that'll be forever associated with me, and it's what people know me for. If you played What Colour Is the Wind, that'd be great, Lee.
We can do that. Thank you very much, Charlie. Good luck for the rest of the tour.
It's a pleasure, mate. You've always been a great friend to me. God bless you. Thanks, Lee.
Once again, congratulations on being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, I am absolutely over the moon over that. I'm delighted over that. That's another little thing I can pass down to my family. My granddad my great-granddad was once is in the British Country Music Hall of Fame, along with those people I mentioned before.
Anyway, Charlie, have a great time, and hopefully we'll see you again in the future. I hope it's not 4 years the next time.
I hope so too, mate, and it's great to see that you're still, well, ever more active than you've ever been in your life, so that doesn't surprise me at all. Keep doing what you're doing, mate. God bless you, Lee.
Thanks a lot, Charlie.
What colour is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow, red or blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his color fade? Is it gentle breeze, a lighter shade? Just like his friend, the sea, the wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, Daddy, do the flowers hear him too? When he's pouring out his heart, Daddy, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air, and this fragrance just a rose in prayer. Giving thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love. Flow, wind, flow, wild and free. My daddy says you're alive. I know each color, its shape and size. I've seen them all with my daddy's eyes. I know that grass is green, daddy. I've touched it with my toes. And snow is pure as twice, daddy. I felt it with my nose, but my favorite color has to be the color of your love for me. And Daddy, I've been told that love is always gold. Wild and free. My daddy says you're a lot like me. My daddy says you're a lot like me. What color is the wind?
Hi there, this is Charlie Lansbury, and you're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.